This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chul Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. Here in the beginning of Perek Reish Sagez, the two Perokim Reish Sagez and Zerui Lechayim Vakeima are conceptually related. They're both Matnes Kuhuna, which don't have a Kedusha Chal on them. They're taken from an animal of Chulin, they're given to a Kohen. And a lot of the conceptual difficulties and the Inyonim of Hafrosha and the Sina that we discussed in the previous Perek, as a rule, are true Legabi both. There's a Sugya over here, which is somewhat of a hagdoma to the next mesekta coming up, Bechoris, and that's the sugya of Shutvis. Bechlal, the main player in Perek Reish Sagez, is the Shitois of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Lai, maybe it's pronounced. The Tana Rabbi Loi held several Shitas that are Bechudish, which we'll try to elucidate. One of the Shitas is something that we're noyik halocha l'maisa, tremendous nafkaminim, that we're not noyik bizman hazeh in chutz l'aretz, we're not noyik the dinim of Reish Sagez and Zerui Lechayim Vakeima. The reason for that is no gamal k'rabbi loy that has a din like truma, that's mitzvah hatluis ba'aretz, it's totally in Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, not. Of course, there's a difficulty with that. It's not coming from the ground. What does that have to do with mitzvah hatluis ba'aretz? And mitzvah Hashem will get to that. Another sheet of Rabbi Loi is the fact that he holds that not only shutvis with a goy patters from these mitzvahs, but he holds that shutvis bechlal, shutvis of Yisrael. If two Yisraelim own a farm, they're certainly mechuyiv to bring from the produce to trumas ha'maisus. Question is only what's going to be with shutvis akum. But true shutvis Yisrael will certainly be mechuyiv. Bechoyer, the next mesechta, deals with pattering a bechoyer. If you want to patter a bechoyer because bizman hazeh you don't have what to do with a bechoyer, you sell part of the animal, shutvis goy does patter. But shutvis Yisrael does not patter. Shitas Rabbi Loi is that Reishis Hagez has a ptur of Shutvis. The Gemara goes through a whole string of different dinim, and whether they're mechuyim, even in a matzav of Shutvis, Shutvis Yisrael, Shutvis Goy, the Gemara goes through a discussion of Peya, Maisa, Bikurim, Chala, Truma, all of them, and this, over here it says Balashan Ram, over here it says Balashan Yochid, Tzitzis is a discussion, Mezuzah, and at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Daf, it's really the first Tosfos of Kuf Lamed Vav and Aleph, but as this really brings out the crux of the discussion, the question is over there, the Gemara is Marbe, that a mezuzah is mechuyev by Shutvis Yisrael. It seems to be that Shutvis Goy is Nismayet. If a Yisrael owns a house with a Goy, quite common. Yisrael's living in a house with a goy. It's a hotel. It's a place where they're living together. The front door of the house, is the yid mechuyev to put on a mezuzah mitzad his chiyuv or not mitzad his chiyuv? The opinion of the Tosfos seems to be, or what comes out from Tosfos Kasha at least, would be that the natural progression of the sugya would be that it would be potter. The Rashba holds his chayiv, and the Rashba asks the Kasha of Tosfos, Taka, why is there a chiyuv? So the Rashba says something interesting. The Rashba says that mezuzah is chayvis hador va'kol tzorch l'shmitz. The Rashba also kedushim kuf lamed hayom and beis going on to kuf lamed vav and aleph. Mezuzah is chayvis hador l'chor biur advar. That we could declare on an animal that's born from a shutvis of Yisrael, a shutvis of a goy, if the goy is partial owner, that's mafkir from the gufa behema, the kedusha, the shame Yisrael that creates the kohuna, that creates the kedusha. So what the Rashba is really saying is that mezuzah is not tolu in the house, meaning say it's not the Jewishness of the house that imposes a chiyuv of placing a mezuzah on the owner, but it's the din of the owner. the owner, the same way the owner has to wear tefillin and he has to wear tzitzis, he has to live with a mezuzah. Choyves hador means it has nothing to do with the house. It's not a toitzah of the status of the house. It's a toitzah of the status of the person who's living. When you're living, part of living, a Jew lives in a place with a mezuzah. So, what does that have to do with who's the owner of the house? That's why shutvis akum would not patur. If the house was totally owned by the goy, so then, theoretically, the Yisrael could also be mechuyev in mezuzah. It has absolutely nothing to do with the ownership of the house. Why is a yid who's living in a house of a goy not mechuyev in mezuzah? Only because he's not considered living there. What does it mean you're living in a house of somebody else? Let's hold on to that thought for a second, because that's going to be Reb Kivega's cheshbon. So let's take this a step further. We have, like we said, the discussion of the toisvis, which l'chayru would seem to learn up in the sugya that shutvis akum, amongst other things they discuss in the sugya, shutvis akum by mezuzah is potter. The Rashba holds shutvis akum is chayiv, not only shutvis Yisrael chayiv, but shutvis akum is also chayiv because the status of the house is not the kaveya. In Yeridei, Reish Pei Tes, and Hulchis Mezuzah, I'm sorry, in Reish Pei Vov, the Ramon, the very beginning of the Siman, brings down the Mordechai, the Shutfis Goy, Poiteris Mezuzah, comes the Goyin, in the Bira Agron, he says, Avalar Ashbein Esoivikain. That's a question, that the Ramon should be Matik, a Mordechai, without being Choshish, for a Rashba, is somewhat of a Chiddish. That's what the Goy means to say. L'chor the Rashba is not. Why is the Ramon favor in a shell of a deraisa? Why does he favor the Mordechai? And he's not choishish bechlal for the shita of the Rashba. Comes along Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega and Tshuva Samach Zvav, and Reb Kivega says a brilliant cheshbon, a gewaldige cheshbon. Says Reb Kivega that the Rashba is cheshboning on the sugya, the Rashba that we just quoted, but that is not relevant to halacha. Why not? Look at the side of Tosfos when he talks about Shutvis Akum by Mezuzah. He sends one to Tosfos, a discussion of Tosfos in Menachos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The discussion over there in Menachos centers around the Mezuzah, and the Tosfos has a discussion about the status of a person who's renting somebody else's house. Somebody who's living by somebody else. Mamish the Nisi that we just discussed. What is the Keveh of the Mechayev and Mezuzah? So the halacha is that somebody who lives in a house for more than 30 days, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put up right away, al chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutzlaretz, if you're living someplace, which is takes care of most of the problems of moving in someplace a week or two, renting a place, because you're usually not there a month. But if you're there more than a month, after Lamed Yoim, the halacha is that you're mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. Now, the question is, what is the status of that? Is that deraisa? Is that derabbanon? According to one Teretz and Tosfos in Menachos over there, Memdalar Amud Aleph, mezuzah has absolutely nothing to do with the ownership of the house. It's Choyves Hador. If you're living in a place more than 30 days, you're living there is considered not just a pop-in, not just a fly-by-night. You're considered as actually living there. It's your Diro. It's a Kvius. And Memeli Yimuchuyv Deraisa. We pass, Kinrub Kivega says, like the other Teretz and Tosfos, this is the Teretz that the Rosh is Makriya-like, that holds that if the house is a Goyish-owned house, you're living there, or if it's somebody else's house and you're not, even if it's a Yiddish-owned house, but you're not the owner of the house, then you're not mechuyev in mezuzah, period, midaraisa. The din of l'acha lamin yom is a din derabonon, and the reason for that is because the ownership is not just the fact that you're living there, the person, the gavra, is living there, but the place, the house, has to have the stamp of your house. The house is mechuyev in having a mezuzah placed on its doorway, but only if it's your house. The fact that you're living there is not mechayev. Says Reb Kivega, the Lididan, he says the Rashba's cheshbon makes sense according to first Teretz and Tosfos. But Lididan that we paskin, that mezuzah is always imperative in terms of the identity of the house, and well, the Rashba's cheshbon can't be true, and that's why the Ramot discards the shita, is doichid the shita of the Rashba, he favors the opinion of the Mordechai, it's totally in those two shitas and tests over there. We paskin, the mezuzah is not a straightforward chavis hador, you have to look at the identity of the house, shutfis akim patus. Ad kan dvor vakdoishim, shor rabbeinu akiva eger, l'chor very gishmak cheshbon. The problem is, and Reb Kivega didn't have this Rashba, which is why he was able to say what he said, the Rashba in Shabbos in his Chidushim Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis holds like the Shita that a Soicher is potter l'olam. even after Lamed Yoim, which according to him Kivega means that he holds that's totally in the house. If it's totally in the house, and then where's the Mitchovis Ador? As well as the fact, and this certainly Reb Kivega didn't have, the Tosfos HaRosh by Osin Chul and Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says like the Rashba. He says the reason why Shutz Zakum doesn't patter is because Mezuzah is Chovas Hador, and the Rosh is the one who's doicha that opinion of Tosfos that you don't need to look at the house; you need to look only at the person who's living there. So how do these two fit together? They're obviously not a stira, the two musogim of Chovas Hador being Mechayev a Yid who lives in a house b'shutus with a goy. The fact that the house is partly owned by a goy is not mafkia. The din of the house to have a mezuzah is not a stira to saying that that you have to look at the house mitzad masker and soicher. How do we put those two together? There's a tifa mahaluch over here to learn up the Ramos from Rav Shach has a long country on these Yonim of Shutvus Akum in Hilchus Mezuzah. Rav Shach is Bekitze, Kedarki, Bakaydash, will try to be Marchiv to give ourselves a Mesikus HaTorah, Tam Amiti in Torah, to explain the depths of what's going on in our Sugya. This is just my elucidation of Rav Shach Zichrono Levracha's Mahalach in the Sugya. Let's tackle the basic premise in the sugya. The Gemara goes through a long cheshma, like we said, the dinim of Rabbi Loi. One of them is that Rabbi Loi holds that wherever there's a miut of shutvis, wherever the posuk is memayit, that ownership is exclusive, that it has to be not a shutvis, and various dinim will be part of the, all the dinim that's cost, peyo, bikurim, tzitzis, all the dinim of ownership that create mitzvis min haTorah. Wherever there's a miut that shutvis is not mechayev, the halacha is that's memayit not only shutvis akum, it's memayit shutvis Yisrael. The Rabbonon, the Bar Plukta and Rabbi Loi, hold that misvora shutvis akum is nismayit, not shutvis Yisrael. What's their machloikis? So Rav Shach explains as follows. In any halacha, in any mitzvah in the Torah, where ownership, Jewish ownership of something, of an item, of a house, of a field, imposes certain chiyuvim, certain obligations on the owner of that field, house, etc. There are two ways to understand when the Torah says ownership to the exclusion of shutvis. Ownership is only sole ownership, not shutvis. There's two ways to hear that ring of what the Torah is being memayit. Either we could say that ownership, in the sense of what it is only an ownership when it's totally Jewish ownership. Partial ownership is not the ownership. The Torah says Jewish ownership imposes kach v'kach, the following mitzvahs, the following dinim on the owner. What's called ownership? What's called something that's owned? Something that's owned is something only that's owned exclusively by a Jew. When we talk about Jewish ownership, we're talking about something that's exclusively owned by a Yid. Masha'enkin, we're talking about something that's not exclusively owned. So over there, we have something missing in the ownership. Or, if you want to say it a little bit different, but very different, what we would say is that the ownership that the Torah is talking about, which imposes dinim on the owner, what does it mean when we say it imposes dinim on the owner? It imposes dinim on he who is the sole owner. When somebody is the owner only part way, the Torah's dinim of ownership will not be imposed on him. He's not fully the owner. So in Mel, the dinim will not be imposed on him. It's a little bit different, but the chilik is a tremendous chilik. If we understand that what's being nismayit, what's being excluded when we talk about the Torah saying ownership means exclusive ownership, what we're saying is that exclusive ownership to the exception of shutvis, if we're saying that in the ownership itself, so then it stands to reason that that's only memayit shutvis akum. Why? Because the Torah is saying Jewish ownership of this house slash field slash whatever behema, whatever the case is, beged, imposes dinim. The ownership of two Yisraelim is the same Jewish ownership. Two Yidden that own something, the ownership is the same as if one owns it. What's not the same? Not the same is if the ownership is not Jewish ownership. If it's only partially Jewish ownership, that type of being owned does not impose dinim on the owner. So Mamel, the miut over there, misvora, is only on a shutvis akum. It's only when a goy is, but because that takes away from the ownership itself. Masha enkin. If we say that what the Torah is being reminded, yes, there are many dinim in the Torah where ownership of the whatever it is imposes dinim on the owner. What does it mean it imposes dinim on the owner? Who's the owner that the Torah imposed dinim on? Only when he's the sole owner. Ah, so what are we being reminded? Anytime he's not the sole owner. What's the difference if the reason why I'm not the sole owner is because there's a goy involved or because there's a yid involved? Either way, I'm not the sole owner. If the point is it's memayit, my responsibilities, I'm not fully responsible if I'm only a shutev, if I'm not the sole owner. Memel, there's no difference between Yisrael and goy. That's where Rabbi Loi holds. Rabbi Loi holds that the dinim of ownership are not incumbent on an owner if he's not the owner with a capital O, if he's not the full owner. B'meile, he's memayit shutvis akum and shutvis Yisrael. Masha'enkin, the Rabbanon, the Bar Plukte of Rabbi Loi, they hold that what's nismayit over here in the Torah is ownership. Ownership is not ownership when it's not full. If two yidin own it, it's ownership. It's owned by two yidin. Only when a yid owns it together with a goy, there's something missing in the ownership because it's not Jewishly owned. It's only Jewishly partly owned. So that's the machlokes on a deeper level between Rabbi Loi and the Rabbanon. Says Rav Shach, let's take a step back and let's examine something. He brings another discussion of Rabbi Kivega in the same Tshuva, in Tshuva Samach Vav, where Rabbi Kivega discusses the noise of Shutvis Akum. And he brings an interesting question of Kivega Legabi Tzitzis. One of the cases that's brought by us in the Sugi is brought in the Sugi in Menachas Daf Mem Dalid, which also deals with Shutvis, deals with ownership, is Tzitzis. And Rabbi Kivega wants to know over there, when the Gemara brings a pasuk that Tzitzis of Shutvin, Shutvis is Chayiv. Frektiv Kivega, he says, let's examine Tzitzis for a second. We're going to say that tzitzis is totally in ownership. If it's not yours, you don't have to put a tzitzis on the beged of dalet kanfis. He says, is the ownership imposed dinim? The dinim of tzitzis is only when you put it on. The machayiv of tzitzis is not the ownership. Owning a field imposes responsibility for the produce. Owning a house imposes responsibility for building a maka, building a guardrail, building a fence on the roof. But owning tzitzis imposes the din. Owning a beged of dal kanfis imposes putting tzitzis on. No, it's only when you wear it. Says, why would the Gemara use a pasuk that's marbe shutvim to be marbe when it's owned by shutvim? The ikar mechayv of tzitzis when you put it on. The Gemara should have addressed a different issue. That if two people put on the same beged, imagine, let's say you have a long beged, which it's not only the size of one of our talism, a jumbo talis, and it's put on by two people. They want to, in a show of solidarity and unity, they want to support the same cause. They wrap themselves together simultaneously in the same bag of dalet kanfis. So over there we would say, l'chayra, if we're trying to be marbe, something which is in tandem, which is not soul, which is not as a yochid, something that's meshutvis, be memarbe, because that's the mechayev of tzitzis, two people that put on the same beged, that they're both mechuyev, even though both of them are loivish, this beged at the one time. Why be memayit in the ownership, and not in the levisha, which is the ikar, mechayev, sibis ha-mechayev of the mitzvah? So Rav Shach explains, to Miyash of this kasher of Kivega, he says like this, he says ownership you could look at as not being yochid, not being soul, not being solitary. He says when two people put on one long beged, he's only doing a half a maisa levisha. If a guy puts on a long talus that's 10 feet long, so he's only half wearing the talus, or two people are totally involved in a maisa levisha. What are you going to say? You're going to say, b'mamayit, each person is only half. It's not a soul. Each person is doing his levisha. I'm only in charge of covering my own body. The guy standing next to me is covering his body. So the two of us are fully engaged in being levish, a beged. Where's the joint? Where's the togetherness? Where is the cutting one person into the other person's yichidius, only in the realm of ownership, not in the realm of the levisha? Says Rav Shach, Memel, there's no mokoim to talk about being mamayit, a levisha of one as opposed to a levisha of two people, because there's no such thing as a levisha of two people. Two people wearing the same long beged, each one has a full levisha. says Rav Shach that that really is the oimik of the Rashba. He disagrees with Rav Kivega, and he says what the Rashba meant to point out by us when he says Choyves Hador is not that there is no, there's no criteria of ownership. You don't need ownership. We said that we saw that the Rashba himself holds that you need ownership of a house. If you're a soicher, you're not the owner. That does not impose on the door shum choyves putting on a mezuzah. You do need to be the owner. But he says, what does ownership impose? Ownership imposes on the one who's living there to live there with a mezuzah. He says, when two people are living in a house, each person's living halfway. I'm only half alive. If I have a bedroom and I have a place to rest my weary body at the end of the day and to do whatever else I have to do, I'm fully living in that house. The fact that there's another guy in the next bedroom also living in the house doesn't take away from my door. Says Memel, there's no mokoim to talk about two people, each one being only half a door. What the Rashba means to say, in other words, when he says that shutvis of akum is chayiv by mezuzah, is that even when a goy and a yid are living in a house together, what's the miut? When we say that shutvis is not the same thing as sole proprietorship, sole ownership. What we're saying is that if the house is owned by a goy and a yid together, if a house is owned by a goy and a yid together, each one's only half living in the house. He says that's not true. A goy and a yid could live together and still each one is fully living in the house. The ownership imposes on the one who's living there. Who's living there? Both of them are fully living there. When two people own a field, each one only owns half the field. They're only half owners. But when ownership is a discussion, is a way of expressing who's living in the house as an owner, both of them are living in the house as an owner. One doesn't undercut the living experience of the other. Says Rav Shach that this nekuda of the Rashba is only true according to Rabbi Loi. The way we explain the machlokes Rabbi Loi in the Rabbonon, the miut of shutvis, according to Rabbi Loi, is undercutting ownership. The Torah is memayit ownership. That ownership only imposes the din of putting up a mezuzah or any of the other dinim on somebody who's not a full owner. He says that a full owner is only where there's something missing. He says when two people are living in a house, there's nothing missing in the experience of living there. So, according to Rabbi Loi, there wouldn't be a mokoim to take away the din of shutvis akum, and that's why yichayev. That's only true conceptually, according to Rabbi Loi. According to the Rabbonon, what's the miut? The miut is in the ownership itself. Ownership, which is not solely owned, ownership which is not a fully Jewishly owned establishment, does not impose the din ha-Torah that ownership of a house normally imposes. He says, that's not true when a Yid and a Goy are living together. Of course it is. The house is not fully owned. So according to the Rabbana, what's the difference if it's Choyves Hador? What's the difference if the din of the living in the house imposed it on the one who's living there? At the end of the day, it's the house that imposes that obligation on the one who's living there. What's the house? It's not a Jewish house. It's only half owned by a Jew. It's not, and the Torah's memayit, that half owned is not the same thing as whole owned. Sole ownership is not the same thing as half owned. It's only half owned by a Yid. So Mele, according to Rabban, it's Potter. So Lekarav Zalzeh, the Rashba Svara is true in the Sugi in front of us because the Rashba is learning up the sugya Rabbi Loi. We, however, la locha paskin like the Rabbonon. We hold that shutvis Yisrael is chayiv b'chol dova. It's only shutvis akum. In that sense, what we're talking about is a miut in the ownership. It says a house which is owned by a yid and a goy together. There's something missing in the ownership. It's not full Jewish ownership. That does not impose the dinim, even a chayvis hador, does not impose the dinim of putting up a mezuzah on the doorway. It says Rav Shach that that's why the Ramah paskins like the Mordechai, and not like the Rashba, not because the Rashba is wrong, but because the Rashba is not relevant in a discussion lahalacha according to the Rabbonon. This explanation is particularly profound. I trust that at least, even if we don't appreciate the full profundity of what Rav Shach is saying, but this will give us a gishmak to always look on a deeper level at what the Rishonim are saying, cheshbon out. How much lies in one psak of the Ramah to open up the depths of the sugya, which Rishon the Paskin like, how different shittas have to fit the consistency of different parts of the sugya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.